Morning Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot Rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Any handicapping questions or just college football in general, that's fine. Either way, again, use the hashtag AskBP when you tweet me at Bill is King. Brad, your thoughts on the Big Ten announcement on Thursday?
I mean, I thought it was incredibly selfish by the conference, you know, considering that, I mean, words coming out that, you know, they really didn't consult with anybody else, any other conferences. And I just think specifically, I mean, in 2020, we have the easiest, fastest, and cheapest ways of communication than pretty much any other point in human history. And yet, well, we just choose not to. I mean, I can't believe that the Power Five conferences didn't, you know, come together to make a decision together. It's just, you know, it's pretty much a reflection of our society. Everybody for themselves. I mean, it doesn't matter about anybody else. So, I mean, that's my, you know, political take on it. Non-political take is, you know, obviously season win total bets null and void. Week one bets that I made, you know, a day ago are null and void now. So, it is what it is when it comes to that kind of stuff.
You know what? I hadn't even thought about the betting angle yet. I knew you'd bring me up to date, but that's right. Season win totals across the board are going to get wiped out. Now, again, you get your money back, but you won't be able to play those.
Yeah, you get your money back in November, December, January.
Yeah.
I mean, but that's the risk that you always take when you make those bets. And, you know, that's why I've been preaching, and even myself, I mean, I've made maybe 10 to 20% the amount of bets that I typically make in an off season.
Yeah, explain that. I saw you tweet that the other day. You said you made a few bets, but it was much less than typically you would bet. Explain to everybody your thinking there.
Well, I mean, the number one thinking was even at that time, I thought, you know, the chances of these games getting played were going to be 50-50. So, I mean, when you consider that, then if it's 50-50, and again, that was being overly optimistic, I mean, I think the chances were more like 20-25%. So if the game's only going to have a chance of playing, we'll still use 50-50, then your return on investment has to be double. So if your expectation is to win 55% of these games, then that expectation's got to go up to 58, 60% type of winning percentage on those types of games. And, you know, on top of it, in specific, you know, with regards to Circa's week one, I mean, they're going to hold your money until the end of March. I mean, the game's got to be played by that point at any location. So you also have to consider that. It's not like if they don't play immediately week one, you're going to get your money back. Like my account wasn't automatically refunded because Bowling Green, Ohio State was canceled yesterday. That money's going to be in that account until that certain date of March 31st for that book. So that was also taken under consideration.
You brought up something earlier about the Big Ten and selfishness. Now, I don't know if this is accurate or not, but everything I read was that these schools, Bowling Green, MAC schools, what have you, were completely shocked. They were not expecting this. And financially, that is a huge, huge problem. Money that they needed and money that they're not going to get. Unless there's some behind-the-scenes agreement I don't know about. That's a huge moment for them and the Bowling Green Athletic Department wondering what we're going to do.
Yeah, and maybe I'm biased because I'm a Bowling Green alum, but I mean, you know, the Falcons this year were scheduled to make $2.2 million because they played not one but two non-conference games against Big Ten opponents, Ohio State and Illinois. I mean, $2.2 million might not sound like much to a Power 5 school or a Big Ten school, but I mean, that's a huge portion of Bowling Green's overall athletic budget. I mean, we're talking 15, 20%. I mean, that decision by the Big Ten yesterday likely going to result loss of jobs for Bowling Green or maybe even a loss of a non-revenue generating sport at Bowling Green. And I get it. I mean, it's all about capitalism, and ultimately it's not the Big Ten's job to save the Bowling Greens of the world, Bill. But, I mean, if BG and other schools like them serve no purpose, then I'll ask this. Why are these money games scheduled to begin with? If they don't serve a purpose in college football, why is Ohio State playing Bowling Green to begin with? I don't know. I mean, I just hope the Big Ten understands that, I mean, their decisions, all of our actions have consequences, and we're kind of all in this together. So I guess my major hang-up was, you know, the Big Ten just not consulting with any other conference, just basically thinking for themselves. I just think that's incredibly selfish.
Tony up in Indy, he's a big IU fan, but his question is, ask Brad, in the future will Notre Dame play more Big Ten teams, or will be, or could they be joining the Big Ten, I guess he says here, thanks to the situation we're in right here? I think if they're going to join any league, it'd be the ACC, right?
Absolutely. I mean, if they're going to do anything, they'll join the ACC. I mean, not only because that's where all their, you know, Olympic sports are now, but I just geographically, even though Notre Dame is in Big Ten country, I mean, Notre Dame's always, in my opinion, been more like an Eastern school than a Midwestern school. If you look at, I mean, there's just many alums, you know, when it comes to like New York and whatnot, as there is and just in Chicago. So I think if Notre Dame does anything, it's the ACC. And you know, I'll be perfectly frank. I think the Big Ten and Notre Dame don't have a good history with one another. Of course, they got rivalries with some of the teams in that league. But, you know, keep in mind, I mean, about 100 years ago, Michigan particularly, you know, they chose not to include Notre Dame. And Notre Dame can thank Michigan's decision for basically Notre Dame's existence because for the Big Ten, and this is a little bit of history, and I'll get off this in a second, but, I mean, Notre Dame wouldn't have went around and started scheduling teams from all over the country if the Big Ten had admitted Notre Dame 100 years ago. So I think there's still a little bit of a chip on their shoulder when it comes to Notre Dame and the Big Ten.
I addressed this starting Wednesday when it came up. Actually, Ben up in North Dakota brought it up first. And the question has been, and it's building, Bill, what's Notre Dame going to do? Everybody goes to non-conference zone. They're just going to shut Notre Dame out. Not going to get any games, Bill. Or maybe they get five games. And the ACC is going to totally take care of them. Whatever happens here is what we hear.
Absolutely. And on top of that, I mean, you don't think Navy won't play Notre Dame or Notre Dame can play a BYU or whatnot? I think if you ask anybody at USC, I think they'd rather play Notre Dame than just about any other team in the Pac-12. So the Notre Dame not being able to get, you know, 8, 9, 10, 12 games scheduled is just – it's not going to be an issue. I'll just put it that way.
Here's a tweet, and I'll read it. I don't know if it's accurate. It's not that big of a deal. It says, Oklahoma is seeking a waiver from the NCAA to move the Sooners game versus Missouri State to August 29th. Now, if that is indeed the case, I don't know if that has anything to do with the Big 12 decision on to go conference only, but that's an interesting tweet right there.
Yeah, I just saw that tweet as well. I mean, we're in the wild, wild west days. I mean, it's just, I guess, with the Big 10 making their decision, I mean, the other conferences are either going to file suit or they're just going to decide they're going to do whatever's best for their each individual conference. But, yeah, I did find that news surprising. And, you know, Oklahoma did, I think, news broke that they just, you know, did a bunch of, you know, cases and they had zero positive cases as far as COVID. So, Maybe that's part of the decision that, you know, their team's healthy right now. They don't have any reported cases. So, you know, the season starting earlier for them might be in their best interest. Who knows? Things like this change by the minute, Bill.
Yeah, and again, what I was saying, I don't think that means the Big 12 has told Oklahoma, here's our decision, we're going to play the full schedule. But at least in the moment, I mean, Oklahoma doesn't act like that's going to be the way it is. At least you're right. I mean, it can change at 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
But.
And what else can, you know, the Big 12, you know, they already play all one another. So, I mean, it's
– right.
I mean, there doesn't need to be many changes. I mean, every conference game – I mean, every school in that conference plays each other. So, I mean, there'll be less moving around to do as far as that conference than – a lot of the other ones, by losing non-conference games, maybe they pick up an extra conference game or whatnot in the Big Ten. I saw that right before I came on, and I found that incredibly interesting that in a time where everything's getting pushed back, they want to move things up. Crazy to me.
All right, now here's an interesting tweet. Steven, down in Louisiana, big LSU fan, says, I guess the over and under win totals will be frozen and then re-released when the schedules are finalized. Now, is he thinking they'll change the rules and they'll make a win total based on the whatever the new schedule looks like, or can they even do that?
Yeah, that's what they'll do, but I mean, it's going to be incredibly tough. And here's the thing, on most in normal seasons, you usually got to play. You got to play 12 games. Usually, win totals are based on regular season only, not bowl games or conference championship games.
Right.
And more often than not, you got to play teams on your schedule. And they usually, and even further, you got to play at those exact sites. Like if you change a game from a home game to a neutral site game, a lot of times at those particular books, that season win total becomes null and void. You get your money back, but even if you went over or under the total by playing the same number of teams, it's still null and void because they weren't played at that exact location. Yeah, they'll repost them. I mean, let's just say the Power Five just goes all to conference games. And we all have, you know, a lead up of a few weeks leading up into that, and we know exactly what the schedules are. I'm sure there's going to be a couple books out there that repost some season win totals. But is it going to be every single book? No, I mean, we've only had a few books even put out these season win totals to begin with, Bill. And, I mean, just now, just 2 days ago, was the first book to put out week one lines for every single game. I mean, typically, we've seen stuff like that getting posted right around Memorial Day weekend. So it's already been delayed. And if we're changing schedules by the day, I don't think it's feasible for a lot of these books to even repost these season win totals. And that's just my opinion.
One more question before the break here. This is a question you probably thought you'd never have. Says, guys, Space Force, this is Chubby. Chubby is tweeting this. Space Force was recently established as a separate USA military branch. If they establish their own academy, do you think they'll run the option, Brett? That's the question. Hey, Brad, the answer is yes. All military schools run the option.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, it works in today's day and age. Why wouldn't you? I mean, if you look at the academies all in the last couple of years, they've all had historical performances as far as seasons. I mean, it's having success. Well, why wouldn't they run the option? I love it.
We'll get the first break, and there's a legitimate question by Chubby coming back from the break. Brad's with us. We'll let you know how you can get all his information as well. Presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Watching traffic move right along up through Cool Springs area here, through Brentwood, Franklin, through Williamson County in general. Traffic's been in good shape out here for the most part. As far as really bad wrecks on the major routes, now they are attending to a wreck with injuries near the airport there at Dell Parkway at Murfreesboro Pike. It had one lane of traffic blocked. A two-bedroom house is for sale in Nashville, perfect for an office location, located 1638 Dr. D.B. Todd Jr. Boulevard. Call Greg Sanford right now at area code 615 3 800-300-0753. I'm Commander Chuck, you're on Time Travel.
The Southern Air Market combines the hospitality of a New Orleans-style neighborhood grocery with the convenience of a New York City bodega to cater to the needs of downtown Nashville residents and visitors. Located in the Pinnacle Building on DeMumbrian and 2nd Avenue next to its sister property, the Southern Steak and Oyster, the Southern Air Market is the first of its kind in the burgeoning SoBro neighborhood. Drop by to choose from shelves stocked with locally sourced sundry goods and produce. A butcher counter full of fresh meat and seafood, French-pressed coffee, made-to-order paninis, and a bevy of craft brews by the bottle. Don't want to leave the house or office? We also deliver at the Southern Air. Find us on DeliveryDudes.com and OrderUp.com. The Southern Air Market is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., and Sundays from noon to 5:30. To learn more, visit SouthernAirMarket.com or call 615-490-8077.
Summer is open, and Lowe's is home for the 4th of July. This year, make your backyard the best place to be for the 4th, starting with the grill. Get the Charbroil 5-burner gas grill now, just $199. Then, fire up the Eats and enjoy every bite outside with select patio furniture and outdoor decor, up to 15% off. Whatever you dream up for this 4th at home, visit Lowe's to make it the best it can be. Valid through 7-8. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Kevin Harvick does it again, grabs his 4th win of the season, 3rd career at Indianapolis. He goes back-to-back at that racetrack. Up next is Kentucky Speedway. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Kevin Harvick, and you're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
Like us at Facebook.com/TheFinalLap. We'd appreciate it every single weekday right here.
Here an exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Chance of thunderstorms and patchy fog, high 93. Slight chance of thunderstorms tonight, low 72. Tomorrow, sunny, with a chance of thunderstorms, high 92. And Sunday, thunderstorms likely, high 94.
College sports. Bill King knows a few things.
Hi, Brad. This has come up several times this morning prior to you joining us. Chubby says, is the cancellation of the non-conference games the first step to separate the Power Five from the Group of Five? Says Power Five using this as an opportunity to not pay Group of Five teams millions to play the warm-up games, which would cripple some programs. We've talked about the financial angle with Bowling Green as the example. But do you think this is a autonomous five move, which is futuristic in its prediction?
Yeah, I think so. Certainly. I mean, there's already been that talk. And I think, you know, some of the ramifications of all this is going to be the rich are going to get richer and the poor are going to get poorer. And I think the Power Five will eventually just break away. And you also need out of those Power Five conferences, I mean, the beauty sometimes of college football has been, I just think, you know, the narrative is nothing's uniform for the most part. But I think you start to get more uniformity and maybe even have like a Power Five type commissioner that speaks for all the Power Five conferences. Yeah, I certainly think it's a step moving towards that.
Do you also see, and I believe it's everywhere on Twitter, that a superintendent in Dallas who was on MSNBC said that he thought it was doubtful that Texas would play high school football this fall?
Yeah, that's
scary.
We're heading that way, but just think about the kids that, I mean, this is going to be a several years. I mean, whatever happens with this year, we're talking ramifications several years down the road for this. And to think of a lot of high school seniors that fully develop that final year, that break through, and then get a chance to play college football. Or think about the sophomores or the juniors that just they hit their peak, they got that offer or whatnot, but yet they just never get better. Losing all of that development at that level, we're talking years. I mean, I don't know how you evaluate recruits the same, certainly, one last year. Yeah, I don't have answers. I don't think anybody does at this point. All I know is if you're thinking this is just a one-off, a one-year off, whether we play or not, I mean, this is going to be stuff that affects us for several years to come.
Pac-12 Dave says, Bill, ask Brad about a bet I've got. Jeff and the Burl bet me a ticket to the SEC championship game that Kentucky will win the East. And, of course, he's got the opposite side of that. Does Brad think that I've got a good bet?
Well, what is it just a straight-up bet?
I think it's just a ticket. Like, the loser has to buy the other one the ticket.
Oh, well, I mean, certainly I like the no on Kentucky not making the SEC championship game. If somebody had 50-1 or something, then you know, that Kentucky would make it, then I'd reconsider. But if it's all things equal, I mean, the chances of Kentucky making it, I think, are far less than, you know, 10%. I mean, it's clearly Georgia and Florida right at the forefront there. And, then, you know, Kentucky losing a guy, an all-everything type player in Bowden for them. I don't see it. As good of a job Stoops has done the last couple of years, and they're still, in my opinion, nowhere near Georgia.
We talked about this prior too, but under the conference-only schedule, and again, the Big Ten's the only league that has acknowledged that to date, but under that type format, that means no Florida, Florida State, no Clemson, South Carolina, no Kentucky, Louisville, no Georgia, Georgia Tech. I'm just talking about the end, you know, game rivalry, end of the season, regular yep. season rivalry games, all of that wiped out.
Yeah, and a lot of those games are obviously more important than several conference games. I mean, that's just the reality of it. I mean, if you ask a lot of those schools, that they'd rather play that non-conference game than a majority of their conference schedule. Yeah, I mean, we knew it was going to be a different-looking type of season, but, I mean, yeah, it's a shame then that some of those rivalries looking like they're going to go by the wayside. I mean, a lot of these have been continuously played for, I mean, at least going back to World War II, if not longer.
Karen says, football saves a lot of young men. The structure, stability, education, connections, the course of their lives for the better. How many will be lost without football, Brad, is her question.
I mean, a lot. I mean, small, you know, K through 12 kids, you know, if they don't go back to school this fall, losing that structure for them, not only the learning experience, but just the growth of being around, you know, other people. Again, if you think this is just, let's just take 2020 off or whatnot, and not to think that they're, you know, we can just restart this thing and be perfectly back to normal in 2021. I mean, several years of ramifications for what's going on right now.
Brad Powers with us, BradPowersSports.com. There's some talk on Thursday that the ACC, Brad, and the Pac-12 are probably the next to announce the conference-only model.
Yep.
And maybe today. Now, again, yesterday caught us all by surprise, even though that had been trending. But, yeah, maybe even today.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I mean, I certainly see it. What I expected was I certainly didn't expect all of college football to just come out and say something. But what I did expect is at least the Power Five to make a decision, like, by themselves, Bill. From what everything I read, the Big Ten caught even all the other conferences by surprise, even the other Power Five conferences by surprise yesterday. That's what kind of, you know, quote-unquote, surprised me that they didn't make that decision unilaterally, at least among the Power Five. But now, I mean, you'd almost have to follow suit at this point. Or, you know, we'll see. Maybe an SEC has the guts to be different and say, hey, we're just not going to be followers. We're going to do our own thing here, and, you know, we're going to play non-conference games. The Georgia Tech, Georgia Tech, you know, matters to us. So maybe we'll play that, or Florida, Florida State. We'll see. It all comes down to this, Bill. The chances of us having, just forget conference only schedules. The chances of us having a college football season, I mean, if you want me to handicap it, I mean, those chances are far less than 50% at this point, just having a season.
I was thinking about Notre Dame. We're assuming no Southern Cal. Assume no Stanford. Wisconsin's done. We already know that. Not going to play that game this year. So other than the Clemson game, which is likely a loss, I mean, Clemson's better, does this help them actually? If and I don't think they're good enough to be in the playoffs, but just say record-wise, does this potentially help them or not?
Well, yeah, I mean, Wisconsin game was their – the Wisconsin-USC games were the second and third toughest games on their schedule, and those were basically pick'em games where, you know, you could bet those games. And depending on which book it was, right around pick'em. Some had Notre Dame favored over Wisconsin. Others had vice versa, basically a 50-50 type of game. Similar to the USC game, I think I saw one book had Notre Dame minus one at USC in that game. Basically, again, 50-50. And the only game Notre Dame being an underdog in, being at home against Clemson, Notre Dame being right around a touchdown underdog in that game. So, yeah, of course, you lose your second and third toughest games. Chances of a Notre Dame going unbeaten, those chances just went up. But also, you lost some data points, you know, as far as, you know, if Notre Dame had wins over Wisconsin and on the road at USC, I mean, their resume would certainly be a much better than, let's say, they replaced those games with, you know, another ACC team like a Syracuse or a Boston College. I mean, certainly not as going to be as good on the resume. Let's just put it that way.
Now, next question would be, other than the Clemson game, which you said they're going to be, if it's at Notre Dame and it's where it's spat on the schedule right now, they're going to be about a 13-point underdog or more?
7-point underdog. You can bet that right now. Notre Dame is about a 7.5-point underdog.
Okay. So 7. But – let's say that, according to what we're hearing, the ACC is going to help them, and they'll just add more ACC teams to fill in the missing spots. They'd be a favorite, maybe slightly in some cases, over everybody else in the league, right? Or not?
Oh, yeah. If we're doing a pure power rating, it would be, you know, say Notre Dame joins the ACC for 1 year. Clemson's one, Notre Dame's two. And three for me might be, it is right now. My power ratings would be North Carolina, but Notre Dame would be favored by at least three over North Carolina on a neutral.
The other thing we don't know is the number of games. Let's say it's 10, though, and they go 9-1, and the Clemson game is a decent, maybe better game than we thought it would be. We don't have any idea what the committee's thinking at this point, do we?
No, but, I mean, if they don't, they need to beat Clemson to be in. I mean, they've been given their chances, but I think Notre Dame's lost their chances of getting the benefit of the doubt at this point. Let's just put it that way. I know it's supposed to be every season, it's supposed to be its separate entity, but I think the past 25 years of Notre Dame falling short on the biggest stage, they're not going to be given the benefit of the doubt moving forward. Let's just put it that way.
Brad, got the bottom of the hour break here. Tell everybody how they can get your information.
Yeah, go to bradpowersports.com, dead top of the page, click on the Bill King tab. I mean, I'll change. I got a lot of free information up there, but obviously a lot of information that's been posted, you know, days ago, weeks ago, months ago, and we got a moving target here. So I will update all my information in this off season, prior to the season, and you can download all that information for free right now. And then if we do have a season, as we get closer to that, then we can talk about getting my weekly newsletter. But if you want to read up on college football with a gambling and a Vegas flavor to it, or even the NFL, it's free. You go to bradpowersports.com. You click on the Bill King tab at the top of the page.
We'll get to break here. More Brad as we continue Friday edition presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic still looking pretty good right now. And coming up through Brentwood, Franklin on 65 through Williamson County. There's a couple of wrecks being cleared up out here, including that one near the airport at Dale Parkway at Murfreesboro Pike. Traffic still holding up down 65 through Madison right now, passing Briley Parkway all the way down to Trinity Lane. A two-bedroom house is for sale right now, and it's perfect for an office location at 1638 Dr. D.B. Todd Jr. Boulevard. Call Greg Sanford, 615, area code 300-0753.
Guys, I'm Commander waking Chuck, up over and traffic. Over to pee is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to pee at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-478-0480. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-478-0480. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. Call 1-800-478-0480. 1-800-478-0480.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
Napa Know How.
Get all the quality parts you need at your locally owned Napa. Because right now, when you order from Napa online, you can pick up curbside at your local store in just 30 minutes. Or get your order delivered direct to your door with free one-day shipping and over 160,000 quality parts when you spend $50 or more. Quality parts delivered quickly and safely. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating stores, standard ground shipping and exclusions apply.
The Braves Radio Network is right there with you. We miss baseball. So we're bringing you Braves replays every weekend at noon Central. It's Braves Extra Innings. We're re-airing games from the 2019 season every weekend until baseball returns.
This one is hammered. A rocket high into the heavens and deep to left field and gone.
Catch the Atlanta Braves Extra Innings on Nashville's home for Atlanta Braves baseball. Nashville Sports Radio. If there's a drama stream anywhere in college sports, The Bill King Show is there to break it down.
Brad, I'll ask you the perfunctory obligatory, what's the hustle and bustle in Vegas like currently?
Well, I hate to bring more, you know, bad news to light, but I mean, it was just announced last night that, I mean, all bars are shutting back down here. I don't know the particulars if that means casino bars. I don't even think casinos know specifically at this point, but 11:59 p.m. Pacific time tonight, all bars are shutting back down here. And I get it. People say, well, why do you need to go to a bar? I mean, it's not a necessity. Bars are more of a necessity, at least in this state, than pretty much any other state, because most bars are also gaming bars here. And I mean, another blow to this state. I mean, to compare, in February 2020, we had our lowest unemployment rate in the history of the state. It was like 3.5%. Now we're sitting right around 30%, and it's the highest of any state in the entire United States. Today's news isn't going to help that. Let's just put it that way.
No, Kev wants to know, Brad, what are the lines on the Florida State games against West Virginia, Boise, and the Gators? West Virginia's the opener.
Yeah, and the West Virginia, that game, that's more of a solid line, the fact that that came out just a couple days ago. But, I mean, a little surprising as far as I'm concerned because Florida State's a nine-point favorite. Game's in, it's supposed to be in Atlanta, and you got Florida State a nine-point favorite. And to show you some value, I bet that game already, but I bet it 4 months ago, and I got Florida State plus +3 at a book, and now they're laying nine. So I would, at the current number, I would actually bet West Virginia. My line on the game is Florida State minus -7. The other ones I'm looking here, the Florida-Florida State game had a line of Florida State was a 10.5-point underdog in that one. And, again, this was an older line that was released several months ago. A lot of these books took these game-of-the-year type of bets down. And the Boise State line was right around Pick'em. The last I saw, Boise State was a 1-point favorite. So, you know, that one's right around 50-50.
So that West Virginia number moved 12 points.
Yeah, not at one book, but I mean, it just goes to show
right,
you that
right.
different books have different power ratings this time of year. And it's why, in my opinion, the summer months are the best months to make bets like that, because you'll never see a 12-point difference in a line from book to book during the regular season. But, 12-point difference in some of these power ratings. The first book was way more wrong than the second book. Let's just put it that way.
Brad Powers with us. BradPowersSports.com joins us every Friday, handicapping college football, however you want to term it. So, Brad, you place, if you own your own casino right now and it was your job to place the percentage, or you would lay down the line where people could just simply bet, do we play college football or not? What would your line be?
Any type of season, or do we, you know, it kind of depends. Do we start a season? Do we finish a season?
Okay, I'll give you categories.
Yeah, I think we start, and I think there's probably a 75% chance that we start.
Right.
So you can do your odds there. I think the chances of us finishing are less than 50%. So it kind of depends on the terminology. But
right
now, I just make it a 50-50 proposition. Are we going to play college football or not? And just make it 50-50. I think a lot of people would bet either way, to be honest with you.
Yeah. And I guess we were talking about it earlier. The reasoning for the Big Ten to make this announcement that they would go to conference only games would be to loosen up the schedule, where if you had a last minute outbreak of some sort, which means the game couldn't be played for whatever that number needs to be, you have openings in the schedule maybe where you could be flexible to get that game played by taking the non-conference game out. But somebody also tweeted me earlier and said, Bill, another reason is some of these smaller schools that are getting the big paydays don't test like the Big Ten or the SEC.
Yeah.
And frankly, that's considered a danger. Do you buy that too?
You know, I do to a certain extent. But I do buy that it's easier to have standardized testing policies in your own conference. And obviously, from a budget reason, I'm sure Ohio State can conduct way more tests than a Bowling Green. So, yeah, I do buy that. What I didn't buy was the Big Ten leaving pretty much everybody else in college football in the dark. That's what bothered me more than anything. And I know I just tweeted some mileage thing. But again, if we're all about the safety of the players, then we just don't play. I mean, we don't play. But don't give me the song and dance that we're all about the safety and whatnot, and then we're still going to try to play a bunch of these games. And because if it really was truly safe, you think it's safe to travel halfway across the country and maybe only one of your players have it and it spreads to that part? I mean, there's so many different ramifications of it. I mean, to me, Bill, I guess I'm just let's just play or let's not. I mean, to act like, you know, you're all about the safety of the players and you're all about, you know, on the players' behalf, I'm not buying that holier than thou stuff.
Brad, I don't know if you've looked at this, but if the SEC adopts conference only games and the dates stay the same, meaning the conference games that are scheduled, you realize the Georgia game at Alabama is their opener.
Yeah, I had not thought of that. Yet.
How about
wow.
that?
That would be something.
Does that change? I mean, I know the number is the number, but does that change that number any?
What changes it if no fans are in the stands? Let's just put that would be a 2 or 3 point adjustment. And what I've seen so far is Alabama's right around a 7 point favorite in that game. You could bet you've been able to bet that for the last couple months, that line. If it's just at Alabama and there's no crowd in there, then maybe that line changes. But I would have it maybe 4.5. If it's truly like a neutral site, it'd be like a 4.5 point difference. Maybe you give Alabama a point just because they're playing in their home stadium, even if it's empty. And so, but it certainly wouldn't be 7, 7.5, 8 are the lines that I've seen. I don't think it changes. If it's week one, it really doesn't change it for me. I think that it's probably better for Alabama, and here's why. I mean, they don't have any coordinator turnover this year. And, you know, Mac Jones at least has experience in the system while Jamie Newman doesn't, the quarterback for Georgia. So if you'd, you know, really ask me who would it benefit, I would say it probably benefits Alabama slightly more than Georgia.
Brad, we'll let you go, man. Tell everybody one more time how they can get your info.
Yeah, right now you can go to bradpowersports.com, click Bill King tab at the top of the page. Once you do so, download a bunch of free college football information, power ratings, projected lines, although the schedules are in doubt at this point. A lot of NFL, all the NFL information that is available right now, that's all still great and good, and you can download all those issues for free. Go to bradpowersports.com, click on the Bill King tab at the top of the page.
Have a good weekend, sir.
Right back at you, Bill.
There's Brad. We'll get one more break here, Friday edition, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic still looking pretty good right now. And coming up through Brentwood, Franklin on 65 through Williamson County, there's a couple of wrecks being cleared up out here, including that one near the airport at Dale Parkway at Murfreesboro Pike. Traffic still holding up down 65 through Madison right now, passing Briley Parkway all the way down to Trinity Lane. Hey, a two-bedroom house is for sale right now, and it's perfect for an office location at 1638 Dr. D.B. Todd Jr. Boulevard. Call Greg Sanford, 615 area code 300-0753. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Are you looking for the ideal destination for family fun? A place with the best bowling, games, food and drink, and entertainment? Strike and Spare Family Entertainment is the answer. And with 5 centers in Middle Tennessee, there is a location near you. All open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit their locations in Donaldson Plaza, Hermitage, and the Tusculum area. And enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville at Circus World, including laser tag, roller skating, bumper cars, Time Freak, a laser maze, a virtual reality roller coaster, and an indoor bungee trampoline. Strike and Spare is expanding their Murfreesboro operations to the old Sears building in the Stones River Mall, with most of the attractions Hendersonville offers. Like them on Facebook for updates on the new Strike and Spare Murfreesboro. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers are also the perfect place for your next gathering, from birthday parties to family reunions. For more information, visit strikeandspare.com. Remember, there's never a bad time for a good time at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers.
Summer is open, and Lowe's is home for the 4th of July. We're making backyards everywhere the best place to be this holiday, and we're starting from the ground up. Get 5 bags of premium mulch for $10. And for a finishing touch, get select annuals hanging baskets, 2 for $10. This year, we're home for the 4th. Visit Lowe's and make it the best it can be. Valid through 7/8 in-store only. While supplies last, selection varies by location, U.S. only, excluding Alaska and Hawaii.
The George Plaster Show.
It's great. You finally landed in a place where you're going to thrive with the greatest people on sports radio, pretty much.
Weekdays starting at 2.
It's sports talk the way it should be.
The George Plaster Show.
Man, it's great to have you back, my friend.
The George Plaster Show.
This thing will be that much better now with George on afternoons, man. I can't wait, man.
George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
Here an exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Chance of thunderstorms and patchy fog, high 93. Slight chance of thunderstorms tonight, low 72. Tomorrow, sunny with a chance of thunderstorms, high 92. And Sunday, thunderstorms likely, high 90.
Comes to the college football playoff. He's for exclusion, not inclusion. It's Bill King.
On Twitter. Now, again, not Steven in Atlanta. Steven in Atlanta is taking time away from Twitter. He said, I just can't do it anymore, Bill. I need some time away. Which, you know, I get that. It's pretty poisonous out there. But Steven and the late Gatoron, God rest his soul, have been telling me for months, Bill, I doubt we're playing. Give them credit there. They have. Now, again, I don't know. I still think we're going to play. But I've got to give them credit there because the atmosphere right now isn't overwhelmingly positive, is it? Steven says, Bill, I'm 100% on board with Brad. Says, talking about the distance between teams and just the blanket excuse that's being used. Well, yeah, there's the financial component of this is not PC, so some take that as a reason to attack. But the financial component is real. Whether it's PC or not, I don't give a rip. But just think about the athletic departments yesterday when the Big Ten news came out. And then even if these are schools that didn't have a game scheduled versus the Big Ten, many of them had games scheduled versus the money schools in the P5. And immediately their thoughts turned to, boy, when's the bomb going to drop on us with an announcement like that? That's the scary part. And it's real. It's very real. Now, this theory that, and I've had quite a few of you bring this up. That's another reason I love the interaction on the show. When you folks tweet the show, I'm not looking for consensus. I'm not looking for you to say, Bill, I agree with everything you've ever said. I'm not looking for any of that. I want to learn from you. Now, again, you tweet whatever you want to tweet, but I'm just saying the arena of ideas is very stimulating. That's why I like the interaction. That's my favorite part of the show is the collective interaction that we get. And I'm not looking for a big kumbaya, group hug. I'm looking for your ideas. Just be you. And that's why I enjoy that so much. But several of you have said, Bill, this is just the beginning of the Autonomous Five breaking away from the rest. My comeback there, well, there's a couple of angles there. My initial comeback is, well, but they've already broken away. They have their autonomy. Everything they wanted, they got. Remember, they wanted full cost of attendance, meaning players get paid. They got that. We better get a playoff. They got it. What is it they don't have? Everything they want, they got, in essence. So they already have autonomy. My other angle would be, why would they want to split and not play those teams anymore? I mean, those are beneficial to the teams that have the money, too. Like I said, Urban Meyer, the other day I was listening to some audio, and he was talking about, hey, those games were huge for us because it was a way for me to get a lot more players out on the playing field and get real reps. Folks, you can 7-on-7 all you want. You can play in your pajamas 7-on-7 all you want. It's what I call pajama football. That's in essence what it is. And you can practice among your teammates all you want. That's also fine and dandy. Nothing, folks, nothing replicates game conditions, game reps. I don't care what you do. It's not the same thing. And when Urban Meyer was saying, we use those games, he goes, I didn't publicize this. I can say it now. But we use those games to try all kinds of things with our roster and our players. Players that weren't getting to play but we thought would be good players. This was a time to get a good look, get some film on them. Real application here. Real game. And so these games aren't just important to the team that's getting the paycheck. Now, again, do you want to play a team that you're going to beat 250 to nothing and it's just not worth beating? I don't necessarily mean that. But there are things you can take from those games. Heck, some of those games, like Tennessee, Georgia State, you lose. I mean, now, most of the time you don't, but those things can happen. Georgia Southern beat Florida, remember? Nick Saban lost to UAB. So these things can happen, but now another one of the angles is, well, Bill breaking away so they don't have to pay him the money because the money's going to be less, and I get that. Maybe that is an item. You know, even the big boys that have the money, if we keep losing games and not having, you know, sports and what have you, things keep getting canceled, the big boys, I think the angle would be, might not be so anxious to be paying them because they don't want to have to pay out the money. It's money that they don't want to allocate for anymore. Now, that could it get to that? I guess it could. If that's the angle, I see your point. But just an attempt to totally break away just as a bleep you moment, I don't know what the reason for that would be. I think it's a symbiotic relationship. It's the epitome of the term symbiotic. So the only angle I could see is if it's totally a financial thing because the money is tightening even for the big boys. Jeff 2 says, yes, Saban also lost to UL Monroe. Yeah, I mean, those things can happen. Those things can absolutely happen. So if you've looked, market's been all over the place. It was really green, and now it's about even. Dow was slightly up. S&P slightly down. NASDAQ slightly down. VIX is slightly green last time I looked. Yeah, about 10, 15 minutes ago, it was 120 or something in the green on the Dow. Now it's not. Could be a choppy day. Choppy days aren't necessarily the best when you're playing, splashing around in the market. Steven said, Bill, that's 100% the case of the P5, G5 game. It's like in college baseball. Coaches want to see which players they can count on during the weekend series if they are given a chance in a midweek game against a smaller G5 baseball team. Yeah, there's lots of, again, it's symbiotic. Those games are, it's, What fans see just by attending the games, you're not seeing the behind the scenes is what we're trying to get out of this. If you're the heavy favorite, lots of things you can do with that roster. If you're the heavy favorite, you don't need to really see any film on your All-American wide receiver, right? You already have all the data you need on your veterans. If it's a conference game that's going to be contested, which a lot of them are, you can't unload that roster. You can't be playing experimental games in a game like that. At CrazyCharlie615 on Twitter. Today was good. Yeah, the news was not the most pleasant, but the show was pretty good. Dave Biddle with us earlier from Bucknuss. Dave is outstanding. Follow him on Twitter. He's very, very good. Ole Miss Evie was with us, the angelic tones. She is fantastic. And, of course, Brad every Friday, hour number 3. Monday we'll be back. No guesting on Monday. Strictly enforced. That means scheduled guest. All of your calls and Twitter and all that, that's encouraged every day. But just scheduled guesting, none of that on Monday. At Billis King, you want to email me? BillisKing7@gmail.com. Lodge Pop.